This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
Welcome back to the Talk of Fame Network. Our next guest might have been the happiest guy in Minneapolis on Super Bowl weekend. Yeah, even happier than Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. And that's Hall of Famer, that's a great sound, Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Now, Nick Foles waited 60 minutes to win a Super Bowl, right? But Jerry Kramer waited 50 years to get into Canton. 50 years. He made the biggest block in NFL history and was voted the best guard in the first half century of the NFL. But for some reason, he was never admitted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was a 10-time finalist, including once as a senior, before he finally was elected in his 11th trip to the finals as an enshrinee in the class of 2018. And Jerry, first of all, congratulations. It's not only about time, you know what? It's way past time.
You know, I kind of feel that way too, but I'm awful happy to be there now. It's a wonderful experience, and it was worth the wait. I often was frustrated, angry, gave up on it a couple times, and decided that it just wasn't for me, that it just wasn't going to happen. And so when it finally did, it was awfully sweet, and it's been a wonderful experience so far.
Jerry, 50 years and 10 trips to the finals makes for a very long wait. Was there ever a time when you said, I'm done, I quit, it's not going to happen?
Not more than a couple hundred. Yeah, I did, absolutely. I got fourth after the fourth and fifth nomination, and especially after the 10th. We had a big party on the 10th. That was our first time as a senior. Mm-hmm. And we went to New Orleans, and we rented K. Paul's restaurant, Dick Schaap did, and we had a whole nasty, wonderful group of folks there. The restaurant was closed. Gary Hart, Senator Hart, and half a dozen people, I can't think of them right now, but they came knocking on the door and allowed them in to our party. But we had shirts printed, and we were really celebrating because we knew it was going to happen. And, of course, it didn't happen. So nothing really can prepare you for 10 failures except other failures. It has no relationship to success. So I hadn't a clue, you know, what to do the 11th time. I certainly wasn't overconfident. Certainly didn't feel like, yeah, this is a slam dunk. So when it happened, it was a special thrill and a very big thrill. And a lot of warmth and happiness flooded the body, and everything was forgiven.
Well, as you know better than anyone else, really, the Hall makes phone calls to the finalists who don't gain enshrinement. You know that. But there's a knock on the door for those who are elected. Now, as I said, you probably know that better than anyone else, but you become a veteran of so many of those phone calls. Can you take us through the anxiety that day of waiting for the knock and then finally getting it?
Well, this was really the first time I'd gone through that process. We have read about it in the paper or something. I have never had this before, but they wanted us to be in our rooms between 3 and 4 in the afternoon. And the word was, if we were selected, that Mr. Baker, the chairman of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, would come knocking on the door and let you know that you had made it. And if you didn't make it, somebody else, like maybe the janitor, would come and tell you to get your stuff together and get the hell out of there. So we weren't sure who the other fellow was, but that was the way it was set up. So I see in a presentation by Rick Goslin just a bit of it. I didn't really get to see it all. I just got a glance of it and knew who it was. And so that was fairly early in the morning. So I said, well, logically, they'll finish with the seniors first, and they'll notify us first in the afternoon. So if it's like 3:10 or 3:15 or something close to 3, then we got a pretty good chance. If it's a 3:45, it may not look so hot. So I was all up and down, and counting not in the minutes, you know, just ultimately the hours, the minutes, the fractions of minutes till something might happen. So I'm counting down from 3 o'clock to 3:15 to 3:20, 3:25, 3:30, 3:31, and there's a knock on the door. And everybody in the room, I got six kids, and they go schizo, and they're hollering and cheering and yipping, and I got 8 or 10 friends, and everybody's just squealing and carrying on. And we go open the door, and it's the maid. And she's standing there like a deer in a headlight, right? She doesn't know what to do. And certainly doesn't know what's going on. She never had this kind of reception when she knocked on the door before. So we that passed, and we got back to waiting, and it went, you know, 3:25, 3:30, 3:40, 3:45. Now, and I'm going downhill every minute or every 3 seconds that I think about it very frequently. So I'm about to the point where I'm thinking, no, it's not going to happen. It's not for me. It's not my time. It's not this year. Not going to happen. And we hear this boom, boom, boom on the door. Now, this is like no knock you've ever heard. This guy is 6'9", 400 pounds. And he knocks like it. So I knew, of course, it was him. But they mentioned that we could recognize his knock. And I got halfway to the door. And being the smart aleck that I am, I said, "Who is that?" And so he's giggling when I open the door, and he gives me a big hug, and I look up at him, and I said, "You may be the most beautiful man I have ever seen." and it was. It was really sweet to see him there. There was a bank of 6, 7, 8 photographers right behind him, camera people, and so you knew that it was him, of course. You obviously couldn't help but recognize him. And then he had all the camera and things right there, so it had happened. You had finally made it. You finally got in the door. And then now there's a big hoop. You know, I just squeal at the top of my lungs and harden as long as I can, going, "Yippee." And so that was it, kind of, you know. It was, now it was real, now it was believable. And then there's moments that just still go back and forth. Is this real? Did it really happen? Am I imagining? Did this? And so, you know, you pretty much know you're in, but I think the moment that really hit me that we were is when we, on Monday, we were fitted for jackets and rings and a bust. Now, I've been fitted for jackets and rings, but never a bust before. So they were measuring from my nose to my corner of my mouth, from my nose to my ear, and between my eye and my chin, and every part of my face. And you know, it's just a strange experience. Yeah. So I looked over at my daughter, Alicia, and she was crying like a baby. Just really emotional, and it was kind of real for her, and it sunk in that, yes, it really was going to happen, that we were in the Hall of Fame and we were getting measured for jackets and stuff, but she just broke down and had herself a good cry. And I kind of went, "Yeah, we're here. Yeah, this is it. Yeah, man, yeah."
Hey, Jerry, like I mentioned earlier, 11 of your teammates and your head coach are already enshrined in Canton, but you personally have never visited Canton. Is that correct? Why have you avoided Canton all these years?
Why wouldn't I go?
Yeah.
Well, my little tippy boat was all tippy and emotional, and it didn't want to go in there if it wasn't asked and wasn't invited, and maybe would never go in there. So I went by there 5 or 6, 7 times, and I thought about it every time. I said, "Nope, I'm invited. I'm not going in there. I'm invited." And so I was still, you know, a little emotional about not being in, and making decisions like that, it's obvious that I was emotional. But by and large, I'd come to it wasn't an anger. It was a bit of emotion, but it wasn't an anger emotion. It was just, no, I haven't been invited. I'm not going. Thank you very much. So that's all over. Thank you very much. And that's the way it was.
We're speaking with Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. That would be Canton Class of 2018 on the Talk of Fame Network, and you can find us on the web at talkoffamenetwork.com or on Twitter at talkoffamenet. And Jerry, how long did it take you to get through all the congratulatory phone calls and texts?
I don't know yet. I am not through them.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are you still working on it?
Yeah, I've had like 500 or 600 phone calls, and it seems like every day I work on it today, and I worked on it every day since. But I get 10, 15, 20, and in between phone calls coming in, so I never get a complete day, but I'll do 10, 15, 20, and then 10 new ones will come in. So right now we're at about 130, and we have left to go through, and hopefully we'll get that done in the next 3 or 4 days.
Jerry, any big surprises? Who called you?
A couple really nice things. There was Jackie Smith. You remember Jackie Smith played a lot for the Cardinals and last year at Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
He played 16 years, and he was inducted in the Hall in 94, I believe. And it writes me a really nice congratulations. Nice to have you. Long overdue. Well done. And then he says, I think everybody in the Hall knows that it's a better Hall now, or knows that you belong, something like that. And it was just a really nice comment from a pro, a kid that recognized my ability and the kind of game I had. And so it was just warm. And I don't know Jackie. I haven't spent any time with him. I don't know that we've ever said hello even. But it was a very nice, and a lot of the guys are calling, and kids from my high school, Sandpoint High. I've heard from a couple of my sophomore buddies and a couple of the old football players. So just from all over the country. They put up a couple of billboards here in Boise and half a dozen more in little towns around Boise with the fat boy up there. gets inducted into the Hall of Fame and smile on his face, and the people are saying, well done, Jerry, or thank you, Jerry, or congratulations, Jerry. And the Johnsonville Brat people took out a full-page ad in the Milwaukee Journal, I think, yesterday, and also one of the Sunday Press Gazette, and it had a full picture of me. I did a commercial for a while back for Brats, and they said dependable, committed, and sausage. And they had a full page ad in the Milwaukee Journal. So a lot of, fun things and nice things and not lasting things. They're not going to be there forever. They're just coming by this week or the next week. And so enjoy them and smile and giggle and make life just a little better.
Well, Jerry Kramer, we're going to join that chorus and say congratulations on an honor that took far too long to happen. And thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
That was former Green Bay guard and now Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Up next is the 2-Minute Drill. You're listening to the Talk of Fame Network.